Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You understand my thought from far away. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, Lord, you know it all. You have encircled me behind and in front, and placed your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot comprehend it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take up the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will take hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you.
In today's scripture passage, David asked, where can I go from your spirit? The more he pondered the possibilities, the more he realized the answer is nowhere. In fact, everywhere is in God's presence at all times. This reality causes people to react in one of two ways. Some find it a great comfort, while others are filled with dread. People who don't know the Lord may think He's always judging their every move. But for those of us who belong to God through faith in His Son, His continual presence is a great comfort. We never have to walk through trials and heartaches alone, and we have complete confidence that He's always providing, protecting, and guiding us through life. This truth should change how we live. Knowing that God is ever present motivates us to think, speak, and behave in ways that glorify Him. It's a reminder to stand firm against temptations and pursue holiness. There's never a single moment in which the Lord is not looking out for your best interests. Nothing slips past Him and into your life by accident, nor can the enemy, Satan, destroy you. This is the security we receive as believers. So let's rejoice in knowing God is always with us.